Welcome to Out Now Podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently.
We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time.
Out Now Podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics.
Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue.
We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now. Welcome back, Ousters. As always, we appreciate you guys for tuning in. If it's any new listeners, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. And this episode today is about self-care. So we are going to jump into self-care and what it is and what it's about.
Yes. So all y'all who had the New Year's goal of self-care for your 2024 list, this episode is for you.
Absolutely.
So what is self-care? Because we always talk about it, like, what is self-care? But do you guys know that there's a actual definition to it, according to the World Health Organization, or to make that shorter, according to the WHO? They do define it, or they have an actual definition of it. And we didn't know that, or I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I had no idea until, you know, we started, as usual, researching and really getting our accurate information. So I notice a lot of times when we do start finding articles and stuff to kind of talk about or support whatever we're discussing, I really do find out stuff that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the research portion of really getting it together, because we really have been doing that a lot this year, right? Very well organized this season, right?
Yes, we have. We got our poop together.
Right.
But you know what? You're right. Like, we do need support so some of this stuff we do need support, because we know how we talk about it, like, amongst ourselves together. But to help us explain it better, that's why we use resources, one, to support either our thought, but also to help us be better for you when we're talking about some of these topics. So resources, yes, we use them. And then this resource, we use Everyday Health, which we use a lot in our fact-finding and resources. And of course, as always, we will share these articles with you if you request it. We keep all of the links that we've used, so we'll share it with you. But according to the WHO, they define self-care as the ability of individuals, families, and communities to promote health, prevent disease, maintain health, and cope with illness and disability with or without the support of a health worker. Now, that definition of it doesn't really give us some insight now, does it? Did you think that when you first read it? I was like, what the hell? I get it, but it's very clinical.
Right. I almost felt like it was like a political answer. Like, okay. You know how... they be up there and they be answering, and then you'd be like, you be on forgot the question by the time you get to the end of it. Like, now what the hell?
That's how I felt. But they have to do it that way, right? Because they got to be real clinical with it, because they have to CYA, cover their behinds. But like, can you please give it to me for the layman's terms? Okay. Because I am a what? Right. Average old Jane Joe. Speak to the masses, please.
Right. You dumb me this down a little bit for me, I sure do appreciate that.
Right. And the fact that this is why we use everyday health, because that definition was like, oh, geez, give it to me straight. So how they kind of help us understand what that really means is, you know, it's self-care includes everything related to staying physically healthy, which may include hygiene, nutrition, seeking medical care when needed. That helps to put it into perspective for the average person like myself, you know?
Right.
Yeah. As us, for us, sorry, not, I'll rephrase that. That helps us to put into perspective for folks like us, you know?
Right.
So we can better understand what that means. Let's dive into the types of self-care.
Right. Because according to this article as well, there are three types of self-care. And I kind of knew that, but I never really put it into words until I saw it like so well described, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the article, it says it's three different types of self-care, and it's emotional self-care, physical self-care, and spiritual self-care. And I thought that was such a good way. Do you want me to go in depth with that and kind of like, so emotional self-care, such as self-talk, bubble bath, no unnecessary stress, physical self-care. That would be like your prioritizing sleep, adopting exercise routine, how you decide to eat or your eating habits, nourishing foods. Also, spiritual self-care, such as attending a religious service, spending time in nature, meditation. And I thought that this was so cool, or the gratitude journal. And I remember when we was talking about goals, right? We kind of did talk about journaling. And so
I think we did.
I like how it ties into the self-care aspect. So what is that? Two birds with one stone?
Self-care, baby. Self-care, hey. Emotional and spiritual, all in one.
Right. We get it all done right here. All right.
Right. Or if you want to break this down even further, like Dr. Gil Lopez says, it could be anything that floats your boat, anything that puts a smile on your face, anything that makes you feel cared for, even if it's caring for yourself. Mm-hmm. I love that quote. So I just wanted to make sure that we shared that, because it's important. So even if you don't, you know, all those other definitions, we can simplify it even more by just saying anything, or like Dr. Gil Lopez says, anything that floats your boat, anything that's going to make you smile or make you feel cared for, or even if that means caring for yourself, like that's self-care. So thank you to Everyday Health, because you always come through. Yes, you do.
Like, oh, this is
right. But and then here's the thing, you guys, like, we are not going to go through this entire article, and we will, again, we're happy to share it, because it really does go into depth about this. But we just wanted to kind of give you some cliff notes on, like, it even goes into the effects of how self-care benefits your health and well-being. So, but we highly encourage reading it for yourself, and we're happy to share it. Now, do you have a self-care routine? Because I don't.
You know what? The crazy thing is that after I looked at the next article that we're about to go into, the how to start a self-care routine that you'll follow by, I want to say her name right. So it was, the article was written by Maria Lawyer.
It might be Moira.
Say it again.
Moira. There you go.
Moira. Okay. So according to the article by Maura Lawler, am I saying that right? I hope I'm saying that right.
Go with
it. I'm totally killing her name.
Sorry, y'all. We
and
try.
And it was right. Look, hey, we giving you your credit. Thank you for this article, because it was helpful. And it was also medically reviewed, because like you were saying earlier, you know, cover what?
Okay. See why?
Right. That's it. So Allison Young, MD. What I found is that, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but sometimes we really do have self-care routines and we don't even realize that we have them. And I guess maybe we'll kind of get into that once we get into the next article where we go over some ideas for self-care, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll kind of tap on that, because I definitely do and didn't even realize it. Like when I take the time to do my nails at least once a week, sometimes twice.
Yeah.
Right? It may not be on the same day, but it's still a routine.
Yeah.
Janine's going to sit down and she's going to do this. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. And like I find, yeah, I agree. I think you're right. There are a lot of things that we don't necessarily look at it as self-care. But you're right, maybe we do have more routine than we think.
Because at first I was like, no, I don't think I have no routine. But then I was like, you know what? I kind of do.
Is it a routine? Because a routine is something that you do on a regular basis. Maybe some of those things we do, but because we don't do it on a regular basis, like we don't make the time to make sure like this gets done every, you know, at least on a weekly basis, because that's something that makes me feel good. Maybe that's part of it.
I got you.
That might be part of it. Okay. So then I guess part of it is we have to come up with the routine and make sure we stick to it, because that's part of ourself, our health, you know?
Right.
That's right. A good point. Okay.
That was profound. Good job.
Girl, I was like, wait a minute. Because and we can go into it when we go get to the, like some of the ideas and stuff like that. But I was like, there's certain things like I do, but I used to be consistent, but I'm not consistent anymore because life be life in. But life be life in.
Girl.
Life be life in.
That'll break up a routine real quick. Be like, ah, damn.
Like, y'all just don't
know. Where goes that plan?
Right. Like, Janine knows, but, girl, like, my routine is off. Like, I can't even, like, I would love to say that getting on TikTok was my part of my self-care, because it was. But at this point, it's like, bleh, my brain is done. My body is done at the end of the day, 9 times out of 10. So anywho, but I probably could use some help in creating a routine and making sure that I'm sticking to it on a regular basis, so I feel more balanced. And I imagine that a lot of folks would kind of feel the same way. But again, everyday health, because they are winners. And the fact that we use them is because you'll have someone who writes an article and then it's clinically reviewed by a medical professional. That's why we use them as a source, because we're not experts. And like everything, when you're not an expert, you rely on people who do know better. But this second article that we use as a resource gives us a 5-step approach for creating and getting into a self-care routine, which I need some help. So I need to start taking some notes.
I agree. And again, I appreciate these, I appreciate the resources. You find out a lot about ways, and you find out a lot about ways to deal with things, everyday life, right? And you find out a lot about yourself. Reading a lot of these articles and some of the topics, I found out some things about myself as well. So talking about these topics are really kind of a way of self-care for me.
Because we share. Yeah, that's fair.
Helping others, helping others and helping yourself. Like how I said earlier, 2 birds with 1 stone. Like, this is great. I'm with it. My therapy for the day. So according to the next article, I don't know if it has to be in this particular order, but one of the 5 steps to adopt and sustain self-care practice, according to the list, the first one listed is find what makes you feel centered.
Mm. You know, I would imagine, and this is what I love, and this is part, Dr. Gil Lopez, he was quoted on this also, and we don't always know what's going to make us feel centered, right? Because life be lifing, and sometimes we don't have time to sit the hell down and just take stock of what's going on. But he did kind of give us a little bit of a tidbit saying, you know, start by writing down as many things as you can think of that bring you joy, whether it's the color purple, back rubs, the spring, certain smells or music. Like have take stock and take a minute and write down some of the things that you think that bring you joy. Which I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. How do you get started? Find what makes you centered. Does everyone know that? No.
No. Mm-mm. Yeah, that was that's definitely something that you have to kind of sit. That's one of those sit down, think on it, and be honest with yourself
mm-hmm.
type of task, you know? And number two is brainstorm how you can incorporate those things into your daily life. Okay.
Okay.
So first, sit down, get it together, figure out what it is, and then tackle it on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like every Monday. I don't know if you find the same way, but like Mondays is usually the worst day. So I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. But, you know, don't pick your worst, you know, the day that you feel the worst tired, but figure out how you can throw that into your routine. So that way it just becomes part of your routine. And that's part of it, right? Because, oh, I want to do my nails. Oh, I'm so busy today, I can't do it. You know? Yep.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So number three is set goals for incorporating self-care behaviors every day.
Mm.
Oh, you know, I could see that. As a matter of fact, one of the ones that I think about was, I'm not really for sure who exactly, so don't quote me on exactly who, but there was somebody I believe I followed on social media or some, it might have even been a show I used to watch. Don't quote me on where I got it from, but they would put sticky notes on their mirror and they would read those every morning.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, you know,
like, was it motivational thoughts and stuff like that?
Yes. Motivational stuff. And they would stick it on their mirrors in the morning in the bathroom and they would go over it. I can't remember what it was. It might have been a show. I can't remember.
Hmm.
But I thought that was really neat. And that's a way of self-care behaviors, right? So encouraging yourself.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah,
every morning, encouraging yourself. You know, write a goal and put it up there and be like, okay, today, this is what I'm going to do. Today, I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to tell myself something nice every morning. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That made me think about. That's what the first thing that came to my mind when I read that one. Right?
I don't know. I was like, set a goal for me. I was like, well, okay. If I was just a dad, I'd be like, okay. So every Monday I'm going to do da, da, da. Not Mondays. Like I said, that's my shit day. Okay. Every Tuesday.
Oh. Maybe for real. Wednesday, depending on how that Monday goes.
You know what? These days, everything feels like a Monday.
Life.
Oh, girl, I need a vacation, but like for real, bro. Okay. I mean, I could see, I don't know. I find I might have a hard time with that with my schedule now, but I mean, hey, how important is it to take it? Like, you know, I say this and I say this to a lot of people, but I don't always follow my own advice. And like, if mama ain't okay, ain't nobody gonna be okay. So you have to take care of yourself, because if you don't, you can't take care of anyone else. And I say this, so sometimes it's a conscious effort of, okay, what is gonna be? Like, what's it gonna be? So I have to really sit down and think, well, how are you gonna take care of yourself? And for whatever it is, you know what I mean? But I think I see why it would be important to set the goals. Like, I need to incorporate this in my everyday routine. So that way you don't lose sight of the fact that if your mom, your father, grandparent, and you have family in your life, still, you've got to take care of yourself. You can't take care of anyone else. And that's why it's important to put it into a routine. So that way it is part of, you don't forget to do it, because life's. Yeah.
Right.
That's important. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
I do like the next one, the find support.
I was with you because I was looking at it, I was like, oh yeah, that's so yeah. Because you can find support. And sometimes it's not even somebody that is tackling the same issue. Sometimes it could just be someone that's willing to listen to you vent, right? Mm-hmm. That you don't have to pay. And I'm not saying that, you know, therapy is not important, because we definitely talked about therapy in other episodes and how important that can be. But when it comes to finances, right, sometimes as important as it is, we have to be able to fit that in there, right? So mm-hmm. finding support could be like how I be calling you up when life be lifing. Like, girl, life is doing the shit today, girl. I need
to do too much. Like,
oh, it's on my back, girl. It's real heavy. It's like, and so sometimes you just have to kind of vent and talk it, even if, you know, the other person doesn't get it. Just the fact that they're listening is what's helpful to me. And I think, I don't know if I brought this up before, but as a matter of fact, there was somebody that I used to talk to. It was somebody that I was dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the point where I wouldn't even tell them anything. Like, I wouldn't even vent to them. Because, and reason being is because they would always go into fix mode. And I hated it. I hated it.
Fair. Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm venting, not because I want you to fix anything. I just want you to listen. I need to talk this thing out. And technically, I've already talked it out with myself, but it just feels better.
Like, I just need to vent because my head is like, oh, right? Like,
sometimes when we're venting, it's not that we're looking for a solution. We just have to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I agree.
Every once in a while, if you're like, okay, I got a solution for that, or yeah, you know what, that I can appreciate, because you've done it. Like, we've had talks and you were like, hey, Janine, what about, you know, XYZ? Well, did you think about this? But
yeah, I do that. I try not, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I go into mama's mode. Okay, I don't know.
You don't.
Okay,
no, good. You absolutely don't. But however it comes across, it's organic and it's like real genuine. And maybe that was part of the issue, is that maybe I didn't feel like that person was genuine. It was more control. How can I don't know.
Insert myself into this.
Why?
Where I come out looking like the hero.
How can I?
Oh, because they need to look like the hero.
I'm like, what? No. Never mind. You know, like, I just got to the point where I was like, never mind. Whatever it is. And I definitely don't want to make it into another topic, because sometimes we get into these topics and then it goes off into something else. But really, I felt like that person was a narcissist, that they was using it as an angle.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could see, because someone like that is very, I got to be the hero all the time. So let me try to fix this. So
it's about me, or, and it just wasn't, it was just,
you know, I find that always hard when I'm talking to someone and I'm like, oh, like, there's people who can do it organically and it's okay. But then there's people who can't, and they like, I'll talk about something and they just kind of make it about themselves. I'm like, dude, I just want, just let me talk about this here. And that gets, it can be a little bit frustrating, but you know, I mean, you always know when someone is well-intentioned.
Right.
And you know when they're not. So and you have to know the difference, so that way you don't get your feelings hurt. Because sometimes, like, I might use like a certain situation I've experienced as an example, right? That's not inserting, that's not switching it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's a very fine line, because someone like the person that you're referring to, it's narcissistic central, and they got to be the hero so they can kind of alienate you from other people. Yep. It's alienating you from other people. That's their goal. But, you know, that's, you do have to find the right support system. But sometimes it could be something like, if you have someone who likes to, I don't know, play volleyball. I'm going to the extreme because I don't play volleyball.
Look, that looks tiresome. I ain't even touched the ball, but go ahead, carry on.
Right. But you know what I mean? Like, find someone who might like to play volleyball, or like, I know someone who her and her husband, they love board games. And they have like a whole crew of people that they get together and play board games. I'm like, why can't I not be that cool?
Right. And you know what? And that's a way to take your mind away from it. So you might not even be talking about your issues, but it's definitely a little bit of an escape, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's also like that's a way to find support. But that's why I was like, oh, you can go really far with that one. Like it's very open ended. You can find support just from your friend circle, your family circle, people you know are supportive of you. But then you can, hey, find a crew of people that likes to play Dungeons and Dragons.
And that's when y'all going to eat. Cause I love to eat. Girl, I want some of that. Oh, where you cooking? What you cooking? I'll be over.
Right, like what you making? Okay, I'm there. Or budding chefs. So find your circle, and that can help you find the support to give you your self care. Cause it's like I don't know if you feel the same way, but like just hanging out with your girlfriends, like that is, and not to say that life is always crazy, but you have responsibilities between your family and, you know, you have these responsibilities to yourself, but like you can put that stuff aside for a second and just go have some fun with the girls or your boys, however you want to slice it and dice it. You know, that is another way of, you know, finding support. It's not like you're going to hang out with your friends and you're just like all the time talking about your problems. That's not how it is, right? It could just be watching a movie.
Right.
Well, which I've done, you know, because I was like, dude, I'm kind of broke. And he's like, well, let's just watch some movies. Okay, fine. We'll watch Barbie. You know?
Right.
But I did like that one, finding the support one. And I do like the fact that it's like, well, hey, look, you can adjust. And the next one is number 5 is adjust and tweak your approach as you go, because sometimes you just have to.
Absolutely. Because the way life be coming at you. Like, oh, okay. I think that one is kind of, being able to adjust. Mm-hmm. I think the way I grew up, the dynamics of how I grew up, I feel like that's really kind of easy for me. I definitely can adjust and kind of go with the flow and like, hey, you just never know what you're going to get. So you have to kind of just, right, go with it. Oh, okay. So this was a plan, but okay. Got it.
Yeah. Right. So like if you sat down and said every Wednesday, I'm going to do, I don't know, hand massages or something with a hand glove.
Okay.
And then Wednesdays, now you got soccer practice with your kid. Okay. Right. So maybe make it Thursday.
Right.
Right. But that makes sense. So you kind of have to be flexible. And then like I said, trial and error is a thing and many things in life. So it would be the same when it comes to self-care. So even though you might try to set a routine, you may have to adjust. But just making sure that you're keeping to that, to the commitment to yourself to practice those self-care things. Yeah.
And I think if you simplify it, it'll be easier to stick to the routine. Mm. Like that's almost kind of like how we was talking about with the goals. Like you have to be realistic. So yeah. I know if I get up every morning, if I have this sticky note here, that's realistic for me, you know, because it's simple. It's right there. Mm-hmm. I don't have to go look for it. I don't have to go hunt for it. Even I could even be like, hey, I want to read my Bible more. So go on my Bible and start picking out scriptures and start posting them on my on my mirror. And then every morning I'm reading one, taking it down, reading. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Stuff that's really simple. It has to be simple for me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Oh, but by the way,
because life is complicated.
It is. But if you're a very busy person and you want to hear more scripture, there is a podcaster, and this is not an advertisement, okay? But before I got a Bible that I loved, don't ask, I'm a nerd. It had to be very, very feminine. And that's the one I wanted. But anywho, there is a podcaster that actually goes, it's like a Bible in a year. That's the name of the podcast. And it's with, I think he's a Catholic pastor or Catholic priest. He's a Christian. I mean, you know, there's different ways you can practice your Christianity. He may be a Catholic priest, but nonetheless, he goes through the Bible, and the podcast is a Bible in a year. So it's 365 days. He will read a passage and gets into it. So if you are not a big reader, I would highlight that podcaster is one of your goals as part of self-care is to understand more about scripture. Like Janine was just saying, I would recommend that podcast.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah. You could have been recommended that one. I'm with it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Girl, I'm like,
I didn't.
Like, wait a minute.
I never said it before.
Girl,
no.
Okay. No, no. But I'm definitely with it. So, yeah.
Oh, it's with Mike Schmitz. So a Bible. Where is it? I had it. Bible in a Year with, what does FR mean? Father. Oh, with Father Mike. Okay, Father. So he's a priest.
Okay.
He has to be a priest.
That's, I'm going to have to jot that down. That seems like it's so, girl, that's so right with it. Oh, girl. Yes, yes, yes. Yep. I can't wait to jump into that one. Okay. Can I start, Mike?
You can start. I mean, in my head, you can start at any time. I mean, there's no wrong or right time to start the Bible, but you may want to, if you want to follow along, because I think he recycles it every year, he starts anew. And I would imagine, like from the last time that I listened to it, he'll have new things to say about that same passage, you know?
Oh, I'm with it. I'm so ready. Yeah. Okay, I'm on board. Thanks for sharing that. That's dope.
Sorry. I was like, oh, you mentioned scripture. I was like, oh, let me just share this one with you because I think you might like it.
That's good.
Because, you know, not for nothing, but everyone has a different way of practicing their faith. You know, some people prefer more organized religion. Some people choose not to. And all is okay if that's what's going to help you get your connection to God stronger. So I just want to kind of say that really quick. I'm not sure why I needed to kind of, I felt like someone might need to hear that. I felt like someone might need to hear that. So if you're listening, this would be a good way to practice your faith. Something was calling me to say it, Janine. I don't know.
Girl, you know. You just don't want to say it. You know. Cut it out.
Thank you, G-O-D. Sorry, we diverted again. I apologize.
It's okay.
Adjust and tweak your approach as you go.
Right. We just did it.
Bam.
Get it action.
All right. So let's have a little fun. So we found a great article from Good Housekeeping that has 50 self-care ideas to help anyone who's having some trouble getting started.
We're definitely not going to go into all 50 because we don't want to bore you guys. We want you to continue to come back again. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, we appreciate you.
So very much. So we don't want to like bore you guys with it. So we, out of the 50, we picked 10 of our favorite or that we thought would definitely be something to talk about.
Yes. So favorite, interesting, maybe one we wouldn't do.
Right. But still an idea. You know, for those that might, just because I ain't into it, hey, do what works for you. Whatever makes you feel good, do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the name of the article is 50 Best Self-Care Ideas for Mental and Physical Well-Being. And it is written by Z. Christick and Stephanie Dagolf. Girl, I be tearing up these people's name.
Sorry, y'all.
And it is also, right, apologies, listen. Anytime you want to discuss any of these topics, pro bono, we are here for it.
Yes, okay? We are.
You can come right on here and properly pronounce your name.
Help us. Help us.
And
help you.
Us. Right. Anytime. Your expertise, we welcome it. Okay.
So, yes.
So it is good. A good housekeeping article. And now I'll kind of get into our top 10 picks out of the 50.
Okay.
Right.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. So our first number one is dial up some love. And I think when we started picking, both of us was like, yep. Definitely dial up some love. It's definitely relatable and it's something that we really do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was like, oh, yeah, and I love that idea.
Yeah. And that could be anything. So, right. That's universal. Like it could be love, could be a family member.
Right.
A love interest.
Right.
Heart bubble, heart bubble, heart bubble.
Cute, cute, cute. I'm going to be there.
Wink, wink, wink.
I'm a date first, but I'm there.
You know, there's different ways to dial up that love, but give a loved one or a potential love interest a what? Dial them up.
And what you doing?
Netflix and chill.
Hey, sweet thing. You don't even know you my sweet thing yet.
But you will be, and you won't know soon enough.
Work on it. So our second one that we picked from the top 10 is the one that we thought was funny, right? We thought,
No. Yes, hard pass. All right. So this one was, end your shower with an invigorating blast. So if you're taking a warm shower, then 30 seconds of cold ass water. Hard pass. No.
Like, that's not no. Even. I'm not interested. I will not. I refuse. I'm going to tell you. It was a hairstylist that actually said washing your hair with cold water is very healthy for your hair.
I've heard that too. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So on occasion, I will attempt, but I think that's why I'm looking at a shower like, wait, you want me to do my whole body? No, I'm good.
Girl, I know. No, just the hair is enough.
Okay.
I've heard that too, but I've heard like if you, after you condition, then rinse with the cool water because it helps seal in the moisture.
Mm, okay.
And I will tell you, I have tried it on my hair only and I can't go cold. I will do cooler, but it helps reduce frizz.
Shut up. For real?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I have noticed a difference, but I just can't go full on cold. I can't do it.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Cooler water is it's the best I can do.
Okay. Yeah, I've done the cold and I just can't. No, I can't see doing my whole body. Like that is, yeah, nah.
Mm-hmm. No, agree. Cooler, yes. Cold, right. No.
And our next one, our number 3 out of our top 10 is something that I kind of tapped on right earlier because it's something that I really do kind of do. It's something that I do kind of do and I do adjust it according to my schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be tackling a do-it-yourself manicure. And I really feel like that is gender neutral, although some people don't feel that way, but I really absolutely do. Like my ex-husband used to get his feet and his nails manicure done. And I was like, you get that done more than I do, you know? But no judgment.
No judgment, no judgment. But I know for men, like if you are a man who's working for, like you work with your hands or you're on your feet all day, because there's a lot of guys in construction that, you know, that or mechanics, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You're on your feet on a regular basis. This applies to you too. You don't have to put nail polish on it. You can put some clear or not, but go get your feet done. Like the calluses I can only imagine when you're on your feet 24/7 for your job. Yes, you come home, put your feet up, but it's not going to take care of, and men don't necessarily take care of their feet as well as women do. Just saying.
Then we say no judgment.
I know it sounded very judgmental, didn't it? Damn. Sorry. But yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
That was judgmental. I'm sorry, fellas.
It's okay. Like, forgive her. Forgive us. Mm-hmm. We're a team effort over here. But
by the way, I don't either.
I was thinking to myself, you know what? It did probably come across like that, but that's not really legit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we don't want it to.
Well, you know, and I mean, like, basic stuff. Like, I don't know. You can soften up, fellas. You can soften up those calluses with some lotion and a sock. It'll help soften up a little bit. So even if you don't want to go to...
Soak them in vinegar, fellas.
Or what's the other thing?
Mouthwash. Isn't that another one?
I ain't never heard that.
Girl, yeah.
Epsom salt is what I was thinking. I couldn't think of.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Isn't it Epsom salt?
I think it is. Girl.
Vinegar.
But I did hear one about the mouthwash. Like seriously. Yeah, I did. I've heard mouthwash. I've heard vinegar. So, you know, take care of your hands and your feet. You know, definitely. That's a good way to do some, you know, self-care. Like when I get a boo thing, I'll gladly do him a manicure. Like, come on over here and get you some too, boo. Come on, let me take care of you. I don't know about the feet. I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to work.
That's why I got quiet. I was like,
I don't know if I could do the feet, because, you know, I'm funny. Feet, I don't know. Yeah. After a certain age, feet ain't cute no more. And so I'm real funny about messing with somebody else's feet. Have I? Yeah, I have to really like you if I touch your damn feet. Dead ass. Like,
I could love you, not want to mess with your feet. I mean,
it has to be some really, girl, that's funny.
Kids are different. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Feet ain't my favorite. My favorite thing. But yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I'll take care of your hands.
Yeah, that I do. I'll do my hand massages. That I will do. I've done hand massages. I'm cool with that. It's just something about the feet. I don't know.
It had to be a real special occasion, bro.
Not even.
And even then.
Like, the only feet. I'm like, the only feet I mess with is my own, and barely that. I will do the lotion thing and put a warm sock on to help, whatever. But my son, like, when he gets sick, I will put Vicks Vapor Rub on his feet. It's supposed to help bring down the whatever, and then put a nice warm sock on. So for him, I will do that, and I have done it, but that's where it ends.
That's all you get.
I don't do feet, y'all. When he becomes old enough to do it for himself, when he's not sick, I will pass the torch.
Yeah, let me tell you what to do, son. Let me talk you through this.
But fellas, listen, this again could be for anybody, women, and we do that a lot. Like, we talk about nails all the time. Like, we do our own nails, and Janine has given me some great tips. And while I have not been doing them recently, but we like to take care of our nails. And, you know, so that DIY, or even what, you can even spend a couple of dollars and go get it professionally done, because you deserve it. You work hard. So take, you know, spend spend a little something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's different, right? Isn't it different? Is it from when, like, you do it and it feels good, especially when you've done a good job, but yo, it's something extra when somebody else do it and all you have to do is just sit back and relax.
Yes. And they give you that hand massage that feels 10 times better.
Like, I don't feel like that when I do it? My hand feels so ooh.
Like jelly. I got jelly hands.
you want to be my personal? You want to come by and just do that a little later on? Just the hand. Don't think nothing crazy. Just the hand. But let me just hand you the hand.
Just, yeah. Nothing crazy. Just the hand.
That's right. Don't miss it. Hey, settle down. Settle down. Maybe the feet.
Yeah. No, I can't. You know. Okay. I'm very ticklish. Don't fuck with my feet. Maybe that's part of it. I don't like people messing with me. Don't mess with my feet. I don't get pedicures because I'm very ticklish. So, and I don't like to be tickled. Like, don't fucking tickle me.
I hate that shit. I hate to be tickled. That is if you want to make me angry, girl,
tickle me.
Mad. I thought I was the only one that was like that. I hate that thing. Like,
no, I'm like, we're not kids. I'm a grown ass person. Like, my husband does not do that, but my son, he will try. I'm like, look, I said, don't do that. Do not tickle me. It's a great way to teach kids how to set some boundaries or how to learn about boundaries.
Yeah. Don't tickle me. And please don't be all in my face. I don't like neither one of those. I don't care who you are. Like, you know, the whole hands and stuff. Like, no, I'm not with that. Don't tickle me.
Oh my gosh. Hands
and stuff all in my face. Cause that will.
I have to tell you a story about that. I don't think I shared it with you, but it's, girl, I have to tell you a story about that. I was like, yo, I need some space. Can you please move over? I had to tell that to somebody recently. I was like, but I'll have to tell you that offline because there's more to it.
Okay.
Anyhow. Okay. All right. So let's go to number four.
Okay. So number four on our top 10 out of 50 is going to be Take It Outside. And Take It Outside doesn't, in my opinion, and this is just me because this is what I have done in the past. When I take it outside, sometimes it's something so simple. I'm just going to go right outside on my balcony and just have a seat.
Mm.
Or go right outside my front door and sit right on my bench I have on my front patio. And something that I do on a regular, because sometimes I don't go outside, I will open up my shades. And that is something that really does make me feel better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
even if it's raining. Even if it's raining, sunny, whatever the weather is outside, it's something about opening up the shades. So, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And I when the weather's warmer, because it's a little cold out, but I do enjoy like being outside, like just sitting on the deck, just getting some sun, which I need because, you know, sometimes I get pale in the winters. I get really pale in the winters. I'm not exaggerating. that's why I love the summers because, you know, I get a little tan going. But just enjoying the outdoors, whether if it's a walk or just sitting outside, it can go a long way for your mental, like for your mental health. And that's a great part about self-care. And I know, like, well, to go back in time just a little bit, in the beginning of like Rona and stuff like that, when we were having all those lockdowns and stuff like that, like I did a lot. That's when I first started walking, because it was like, dude, we didn't really know how to live just yet during lockdown. So we would be in the backyard and I'd be walking in circles in the backyard just to get some fresh air, or like just on our property and not, you know, so that it is a great way to self-care, just getting some fresh air, hear the birds, hear the squirrels. Like it's just a very simple thing that you can do that doesn't, like Janine said, you don't have to walk. Just sit down and hear sounds of nature is a great way. Yeah.
Or even the cars when they go by. That's one thing when I was younger. When I was younger, you know, in bigger cities. Mm-hmm. I was about to put it out there. But being in bigger cities, you hear a lot of traffic. And that actually, I actually like the sound. So where I'm at now, really not so much. Every once in a while you'll hear that. And I'm kind of, I don't know, not for everybody, but I love being near railroad tracks. I actually like the sounds of trains. Now, I don't like being inconvenienced by them in my damn way, but I definitely enjoy the sound. And sometimes when I am feeling really inconvenienced by a train, like I can't get where I'm going because here comes this train, that is something that I really do try to do. I try to actually put it in park and I just sit there and listen to the sound. And it kind of helps not piss me off that I'm not getting where I'm going.
I concur. But you know what's funny? And I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but like even if you grew up in a really big city where you are constantly hearing like taxis and, you know, emergency services, because that's a regular thing, cars, hundreds of cars, thousands maybe. There are moments, if you were to sit very still and just listen, there are moments of silence. It's a beautiful thing because you're like, oh my gosh, a city this big,
hear that,
can have moments of silence. Like it's an amazing thing to hear. I'd be like, oh, it's beautiful. Sorry, I just, you know,
no, girl. I agree. I think it makes it more beautiful because it's like, oh look, it's in there, right?
Yeah,
and all the busy. You're right.
See, number five is my personal favorite out of 50.
You're on that one.
Oh, well, I love this one. Let the people hear it.
Discover a new podcast.
Dun, so, dun, dun.
Hint. Out Snail Podcast. Out Snail Podcast.
Yep.
Say it one more time. Oust.
Now.
Podcast.
Our personal favorites.
and actually, once again, two birds with one stone, because you introduced me to a podcast that I was unfamiliar with. And I'm really excited about it. So yeah, that's good stuff right there.
Okay.
Yep. And the next one, number six, plan a getaway. Now, I'm going to let Janine take the lead on this one because she has some really great ideas. Like we used to be able to take more vacations and plan getaways. Now we just can't. It's not in our budget. But she has some really great suggestions that I think we might want to try to follow for this year.
Yeah. So a lot of times when people, well, not a lot of times, I'm going to say sometimes, because I'm not really for sure. It's not like I'm a professional and I have statistics or anything. So I don't want to say a lot. I want to choose my words wisely. But sometimes what I've encountered when people say plan to get away, they're thinking about like this really, you know, okay, we got a plan, car ride, gas, plane, train. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be that deep. Because me personally, when I kind of wanted to get away and I really didn't have a whole lot of money to be trying to get away, sometimes I would like be right in town and I would go get a hotel room, a nice hotel room, by the way, you know, because it's not like, I feel like it can be a little nicer because I'm not having to add in all the other expenses from being out of town, right?
Yeah.
So that was my little way of splurging a little. So I would get like a nice room that I really like and relax. Go to the hot tub. I'm funny about the hot tub, but we'll talk about that another time. But
go to the hot tub.
Go to the pool. Go to the sauna if you know it has one. Even some hotels. Even have like if you stay, they have like happy hour where you don't really have to pay. You can just tip, right? Mm. And it's not like you're driving to go anywhere, right? You're not driving. You're going right upstairs to your room. Enjoy yourself.
I didn't know that was right? a thing.
Yeah. Huh.
Living under a rock again.
No, they really do. Hmm. And I don't want to advertise, but I know some that do. You know, like, let us know if you want to know.
I do. Yeah.
And I'm a lightweight, so it don't take much. So I'm probably going to have like one or two and then I'll be in my room like comatose. But anyway.
Snoring.
But that's an inexpensive kind of a getaway. Because even though you're not away, it's still, you don't have to clean anything. You don't have to cook anything. Someone's going to take care of it, you know, for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And it could be something as simple as, okay, so maybe you can't do a room. So this is what I have in gas and I'm going to take this until it stops. Until I need gas again. Right?
And that's where we're going to be.
I don't know where this is going to take me. But within reason, right? Within reason. And there's a reason why I say that, because you do have to be, it's still, girl, life be life and people be people. Okay. So, but yeah, you know, go to the next town over and have a quick bite to eat, or just go to the next town over and go window shop. Something that's different. Planning a getaway doesn't actually have to be an expensive thing. A getaway could be a park. A getaway could be a book. You know,
yeah.
A getaway doesn't have to be, you know, this extravagant trip or this really, it can be really low budget, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Let's see. Oh, okay. Here's another one that I like, because I think this is number seven, because it was, I'm a big coffee drinker. I know Janine is also, and I also drink tea. So number seven is indulge in a fancy coffee or tea. You know, or tea, is because if you're not a coffee drinker, then a tea might be a better fit.
Right.
But I love me some coffee, even though coffee don't love me, but I love coffee.
And it ain't right if it ain't got caffeine. Like, I feel so disrespected. Like, wait, you want me to drink a decaffeinated coffee? Like, doesn't it feel like almost insulting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, not everybody. Some people prefer decaffeinated, so it's not a judgment, it's just my personal preference, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. Oh my gosh, like I do, like I do both. Like I, as much as I love coffee, like when I was serious when I say coffee don't love me because it gives me heartburn, but I finally It was by accident. My husband figured it out. He bought me the wrong coffee. And there is a certain brand of coffee that's like a half calf. So it has caffeine in it, but just not as much that for it does not give me heartburn. I drink it on a regular basis. And I don't like my heartburn has basically been cut in more than half. Like the only time I will get heartburn is if I eat like pasta. That's anything really acidic. Mm-hmm. But because I drink coffee every day, it was just tearing my stomach up. So then I would have to not drink coffee. But then he found this coffee by accident. And I was like, holy crap, it does not give me heartburn. I can drink coffee on the regular without going crazy. Because like the caffeine in coffee doesn't hit the way that caffeine in like black tea hits. It's completely different. Okay. It's not the same. Yeah. But yeah, so I love that one in terms of indulging in a fun or fancy coffee. Yep.
Or tea.
Mm-hmm. Or tea.
Or tea.
And it could be herbal. Doesn't have to be caffeinated tea. Yeah.
Right. Right. And number 8 out of our top 10 would be breathe in essential oils. And I like this one because I really do this one. I breathe in essential oils. I pick something and I put it in my, what is the thing called, sis? My diffuser, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of let it do what it do. But another thing that I like to do, and this is a no judgment zone, so don't nobody be out here judging me, but I have a thing about fragrances. Like I love fragrances. I love to smell good. But sometimes if I'm having a moment or I need a moment, I literally will go get my fragrances and I will sniff around and I'll figure out one. And I might not even be going nowhere, but I put it on and I'll just kind of like sniff myself. Y'all, don't judge. But I will. I might spray my wrist or maybe even spray some in the air a little bit and just kind of just stand there and just kind of like enjoy the moment. It really does help.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Weird, no,
it does help.
It's not weird. Like I love the smell of lavender essential oil. Like, and not all brands are created equal, but there's two brands that I really like. And I like a lot of their essential oils, not an advertisement. I might be saying it wrong, but it's Rada Beauty, RHADA. If I'm buying essential oils, I typically will buy them because they are organic and then therapeutic grade. But they're like, I don't know. I use their rose hip oil. Like it's so good, but it's kind of, I don't know. It's kind of on the pricey side. But anywho, their lavender oil is amazing. Their eucalyptus is amazing. But the smell of lavender specifically, I love it. If you ever need to relax and get yourself some good lavender essential oil, put in your diffuser, and it will be like, oh.
Well, I tell you what's crazy about that is that I do love lavender and I do like jasmine, but the lavender, my son can't handle it. He can't. I love it. He can't handle it. So I actually did I do the rose now. So that one he can handle, and I like anything that smells like rose anyway. So it's kind of like a compromise, so to speak, because it's something about the lavender. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the brand. It never occurred to me until you was talking that it could be the oil, the brand name oil that I'm purchasing. But he says it gives him a headache. He said he can't take it.
Yeah, like there's one other thing. I'm going to look it up. It's not food grade. It is therapeutic grade. And I've used them actually one of my friends, she put me onto it. One of my old coworkers, she was like, oh, you got to use this oil. And to be honest, I started with the rosehip oil. And if I use that, it has like an orange tinge to it. So if you're not one to wear a lot of makeup, but you want to have a glow, just get yourself some rosehip oil from Rada because it gives you know how like a fresh faced appearance because of this orange color to it. I can't quite describe it, but if you wear it at night to go to bed, it's probably going to get on your pillows, FYI. But if you put it on in the morning as a base layer or just for makeup, you will have the most fresh face look when you apply your makeup. I can't even describe it. But if you moisturize your face before putting makeup on, like foundation and shit, that stuff right there, you put that on as your base layer and then put your foundation on after. You don't need a lot of foundation. It gives you the most natural look. That's what I was trying to say. I couldn't put it into words. But there it's, let me see. I'm going to look up the brand now. There's something else. Hang on. Rada, spelling it wrong. Also, beauty. Oh, it's R-A-D-H. Okay. Oh, it's therapeutic grade and it's 100% pure. It's not cheap, people. Okay. But I think I've even done their lemon oil. I've done their lemon oil, rosehip oil, eucalyptus, and lavenders. But the brand does make a difference because sometimes it's fake. Did you not? There were like a couple years ago, last year, there was a story about somebody, they were buying essential oil stuff and they were using it at home and actually made people sick. So it's funny that you say that about giving someone a headache. The next one is, I love this one. Girl. Next to the podcast, listen to a new podcast. This is my next favorite one.
I can't wait for you to talk about
it. I giggle because I have done this so many times. Yeah. Okay. So the next one, number 9, is unfollow people who bring you down.
Girl. And that's not just on social media. That's in life. Uh-huh. Like, it's time to disconnect, boo.
If you're not bringing joy.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Mm-hmm. So long. I have done that. Now, listen, people. You can unfollow somebody or you can snooze them. So just a little tip. If someone, like you see on their social media page, it just the things that they say or something like that might trigger you or... if they trigger you, simple. You can snooze somebody. And I think that's on Facebook. I don't know about everybody else. I just know on Facebook, you can snooze somebody for like 30 days and you can still remain friends with somebody and you can also unfollow them. I have done that. Yep.
I definitely have. I've unfollowed. Would that be the same definition of blocking someone for a bit? Would that be the same thing?
Oh, I think that's more permanent, but... Yeah. It serves the same purpose.
Depends on how long you block them.
Well, no, if you block them, you don't see nothing. But if you snooze somebody, you just don't see their posts. If you unfollow, you only see their posts if you go to their page. You have to actively want to see.
Okay, guys.
But blocking, okay, girl, yeah, is blocked.
Girl. I won't hear from you until...
Never.
Whatever that is.
I'm sure someone's probably blocked me at some point. I don't even care.
Child.
You do that.
Somebody in a minute. Girl, block. Wait a minute. I don't know how I feel about you today. Block.
Snooze.
And sometimes no explanation. I think that's the thing that I really have to maybe do better. I don't know if I have to do better or not. I'm really kind of like undecided just yet. Like even at my age, I haven't really decided. But look. That's my taking a break from people. Oh yeah, I'm about to block you.
See, I don't know. You know how I feel. Sometimes I feel like with social media, I be weary of anyone who's like 24/7 posting like, oh, my life is so great. Like, I just be like, man, that sounds like bullshit.
Right. Like, ain't no way in hell you gonna tell me life don't never life for you. You a lie.
Right. Like, I understand, like, trying to be uplifting and positive. I get it. But life is real. So if you're only posting a certain thing, it's just very like, yeah, sounds like bullshit. I call bullshit.
So what I tend to do is, you know what? I never really looked at it. What I tend to do is if I'm not really feeling really positive, sometimes I'll use that as my break. You know, I'm just not going to post. Or if I do post something, it'll be something really simple like good morning, or I will post like quotes versus me actually taking the time to really just do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's my way of dealing with it. Yeah. that's my way of not being a liar. Be like, yo, I'm not really feeling it, but I still want to try to not suck completely
and be somewhat social. Because
still kind of keep this going, keep the momentum going, and still try to be somewhat positive, and trying to stay inspired when I'm really not feeling inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, yo, life is really, it's tearing me up right now. I mean,
I need to be still in here, moment,
but I need a minute.
Right. But, you know, I thought it's funny that we both have done that to some capacity. Like there's very few people I have like blocked. There's one person that I was like, no, you are officially blocked. And there's no communication is ever necessary ever again. And it's funny because like they did reach out to me after and I was like, yo, why are you sending me a message?
How did you do that? Where you came from?
I think they may have started like a whole new profile and that's how they were able to find me. And it was weird too, because they went through like our family circle and was trying to befriend them too. And I was like, I don't know what in the shit you're trying to do, but they ain't shit for me to say. I didn't even respond. I was like, nah, bruh.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Ain't nothing to say here.
I had somebody blocked, and when I got my new phone, they were no longer blocked anymore. And so I've been getting messages from that person even recently.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, girl, Christmas. And I was like, yeah, I'm not responding to this because this is
like this you were blocked for a reason. Like,
I guess he realized that he's not blocked. And I don't know how he knows that he's not blocked, but I think he realizes that he's not blocked anymore. So like over the Christmas holiday, it was like, you know, you and your family. Nah, bruh.
Crickets. Nah.
Like, I'm good.
Nothing. Crickets.
When I say I'm like, I'm real good. Like, and I feel like this person has been even like putting stuff on certain social medias that he knows that I see and trying to look. I don't look. So I definitely was like, I do not care. Like, I don't want to have any communication with. So there are certain people, and I have to kind of learn where that line is, but there's some people that I still am navigating where that line is, right? Mm-hmm. There are some people that, I will stop communicating with, right? And I won't talk to, but I probably would communicate with them.
Okay.
If I open that door, or if that person opened that door, I probably will communicate with them again, right? There's certain people that I'll be like, okay, I haven't talked to you in a minute, but no beef. All right. You know?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, my stomach. I hope you didn't hear that. Yeah, no, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there's other people that I will block or not communicate with. And please don't ever come this damn way again.
Mm.
Ever. Ever. Ever, ever.
Mm-hmm.
No, because sometimes when we're out of a situation, we can really see stuff.
Yeah. Things become a lot clearer. Yeah.
Right. It's like, it's so clear. And so that, like, yo, don't message me, bro, because I ain't with it. I'm definitely not. I never want to be cool with you again. Ever.
I had a thought recently that I was like, man, and it was more to the sense of like, you know what? This doesn't bring me joy. This relationship is fractured. It will no longer. And it's not anyone in particular I'm referring to, but I was like, this person will not bring me joy and they probably never will. And it's probably going to be one-sided. So, and that's going to be okay. And just let it go.
Oh, yeah.
And that is that.
Yeah. And that goes for anybody.
Yeah. Any relationship.
Know, yeah. Right. Any relationship. So I know when it comes to this particular article and they was talking about unfollowing, that, you know, they're definitely talking about or referring to social media. But I think that applies all throughout it all across the board in my life. If you're not bringing me joy, if it's one-sided, if you are not a safe space for me, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. That's right. You can unfollow people in multiple different ways. Girl. On social for sure, but you can kind of unfollow people in life.
Real life. In real life, boy, you out of here.
For real. Yeah. And drum roll, please. Number 10 is?
Girl, now. Mm-hmm. This one right here. I can't even. Like, I wish I could do a visual for this sucker right here, but this one right here. And I'm not saying that we're saving the best for last, but it's definitely on the top of my head.
I kind of feel like we are.
Right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, okay. Let's be honest. Okay. So drum roll. 10 out of 10 for our top ways of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
It is to do nothing, really.
Zilch.
Do nothing.
Nada.
Nothing. And it almost kind of reminds me of that Bible scripture, like, peace be still. Just be still. Don't do a thing. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to lay here. I'm going to stand here. And I'm going to do absolutely nothing for however long that is, whether that's a minute to breathe, whether that's just 10 minutes of doing nothing, 15, 30 minutes, wherever you can fit it in, because you have to be able to do what? Adjust, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fit that do nothing in wherever the hell.
Yes.
Fit that do nothing in.
Yes. And, you know, nothing can be something different for everybody. Breathe, however, meditate, whatever, read a book. But it all qualifies as nothing. And that's a great way to self-care. Yep. Drum roll is complete. Nothing. Yeah. And please remember, like, this was our top 10 out of 50 different examples of ways that you can, or ideas for self-care, but you get to decide and you get to choose what's right for you and your life and your schedule, but make it a priority. So for everyone for the new year who said, I'm going to make self-care as part of my goal or resolution, whatever you want to say, great. But if you didn't, make it a priority, because if you're not okay, you can't take care of the people in your life that you want and need to take care of.
Facts. That's,
mm-hmm.
That's reality.
Well, Ousters, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode about self-care. We hope that you enjoyed the topic overall. And then, of course, if you want the reference links, we're happy to share. But thank you for listening. We appreciate your support.
And as always, feedback. We love the engagement. And we appreciate the feedback, and we can't grow without you guys. So we thank you so much to our regular Ousters, our day ones, and all of our new listeners as well. Thank you so much for tuning in.
All right. That's it. Peace out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.